Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. I'm Tom Davis. This is Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. Todd Landers is in with us today. He's the superintendent at Wesleyan Christian School. And what a year, huh?
It's been a crazy year, but it's been a fantastic year.
There's a lot to be thankful for, and a lot of smiles.
Absolutely, lots of smiles. We had a great time on campus in spite of COVID and protocols and CDC guidelines and all those things. We still had a great year and super blessed because of it.
Only 4 days. That's it.
Yeah, 4 days before Thanksgiving break, we had to go to distance learning, but otherwise, we were able to have classes every single day this year.
Wow, that is truly amazing. We've got graduation coming up, too.
We do have graduation coming up a week from Friday night. We're going to graduate 19 seniors, and we're really looking forward to it.
Now, with 19 seniors leaving, that means we have more room for folks to come in, and that's kind of what we're talking about today. Enrollment. Let's get folks signed up today.
Absolutely. We are definitely ready for some folks to enroll. We've had our current families already go ahead and enroll, and so now it's time for community enrollment. And it's super easy. We don't like for the process to be difficult. Mm-hmm. We just ask folks to go on our website at wesleyanchristianschool.com, and you can find the application on there, and just make application, and we'll start meeting with you.
Now, the campus is really kind of nice. I like it. I mean, it's just kind of nestled out there in God's nature.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, you've got a really nice student to teacher ratio.
A fantastic student to teacher ratio. It leans somewhere between 15 and 20 students per teacher. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we like it.
Oh, indeed. And you feel a sense of security, a sense of family, and community all at once out there.
Absolutely. Because we are keep it small purposefully. We keep it large enough for our students to have great opportunities and mm-hmm. lots of activities and sports and things, but we keep it small enough so that we actually know who the students are personally. Mm-hmm. We want to know them. We want to know them well. We want to know if they're having struggles. We want to know if they're excelling. We want to be able to mm-hmm. Really invest into their lives because that's what parents are desiring. They want the teachers, the faculty, everyone on campus, they want invested in their child's life. That's why they're making such a critical educational decision. We want to be a part of that.
And, you know, you mentioned the parents. They are extremely involved, and that's cool because, you know, you've got a school that's condensed in size purposely, and you've got a lot of people who just know and care about one another. So, you know, if something is challenging someone, there are going to be a lot of other people there to kind of lean a shoulder or little bit of a push to help folks get along.
That's exactly right. And the reality is, research tells us that the student that is most successful is a student whose parents are still involved in their education mm-hmm. when they're in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's the case, then it only behooves us and the kids to encourage their parents to be involved as much as possible. This year has had a few struggles with COVID for us to be able to invite them on campus for different activities and things, but we still have had them engaged in different ways. Mm-hmm. Next year, we really believe that's going to open up quite a bit. We'll be able to invite the parents back on campus mm-hmm. more often, but really want their involvement and their engagement because that's what will equal the success of their child.
We're speaking with Todd Landers. He's the superintendent at Wesleyan Christian Schools here in Bartlesville. And you were recent, the school's the school was recently financially blessed, and some improvements are on the way.
Absolutely. So the federal government, with the hard-earned tax dollars that our taxpayers have paid, have offered some grants to some non-public schools. Mm-hmm. They gave some dollars to each state, and so we made application to that, and we received a grant mm-hmm. that is going to allow us to be able to make some upgrades, especially in our areas of technology. So it looks like this next year we will probably be able to have a one-to-one ratio with student devices. Mm-hmm. We'll be adding interactive TVs in each of the classrooms, and we will really be able to be much more involved in the technological processes. We know kids are technologically savvy.
Yes, they are.
And so with those dollars, we also plan on not just buying the items, but making sure that we're trained to be able to use them and use them well.
That is remarkable. That is really something else. Now, when it comes to getting registered, getting enrolled, you said it's an easy process.
Super easy.
Do folks need to go online first, make a phone call? How we do this?
Well, there's a couple of things they can do. Sure. Online is where we have the application process mm-hmm. at WesleyanChristianSchool.com. But some families like to say, hey, I'd like to take a look around the facilities mm-hmm. and meet with someone beforehand. They're welcome to do that as well. They can give us a call. They can set up a tour. We can show them around the campus. We can visit with them, let them know what we have to offer, let them know what the classrooms are going to be like, show them, be able to let them know what our facilities are like, mm-hmm. check out the gym, check out all the facilities we have. And as you mentioned before, we do have a great place there up on that little hill. But so if they want to schedule a tour, they can give us a call or they can go online and make application. Either way, we're thrilled to visit with them.
I bet you are. And folks, it really is worth the time to set up that appointment to take a look at the campus. If you haven't been a visitor there already, you will be impressed.
Absolutely.
Now, Wesleyan Christian School is a Christian school. Let's make no bones about that.
Absolutely. It is. That's right.
Tell us a little bit about our walk in that regard.
Well, years ago, over 45 years ago, First Wesleyan Church said that they wanted to offer a ministry to not only the congregation there, but to the community of Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways to do that is through the education of children. And we know that school provides academic excellence and physical excellence, and we wanted to add through the ministry of the school, a spiritual excellence as well. And so every student has a Bible class every single year. And it's we're able to pray with our kids for different needs and things that they have or just struggles that they're going through. We know that, especially the teen years, those are some hard times. We have a chapel service once a week where we just try to bring in someone that will challenge them spiritually in being able to grow. So we know that the worldview of a child is usually mostly developed by the age of 13. And by 13, we want to make sure that we are nurturing that Christian worldview that their family is trying to provide for them as well.
Wow, that's great. That is just absolutely astounding. You've got the website, again, for the folks who were just catching us.
WesleyanChristianSchool.com.
And there you go. And the phone number, you got there?
It is 918-333-8631.
There you go. Everybody goes online these days. If you asked me my phone number right now, I'd be stressing because I really... How do you get hold of Miss Susie, Tom? I push a button.
Exactly.
What's the number? But Wesleyan Christian School, easy to find. And Todd Landers, of course, with this series, the superintendent of schools. Now, we've got 19 youngsters that are going to go out into the world. Tell us a little bit about the graduation, if you can. This is really kind of neat. I really enjoyed it last year. I was able to attend.
It's a great celebration because we... again, keep those numbers and the ratio low, we're able to really celebrate the students, and it's not just file them through and give them a diploma, but we want to be able to, we have a video that will focus on them. It shows
each
pictures,
student.
Exactly, pictures throughout their lives, and just being able to celebrate. We have students who clearly will give valedictorian speeches. We will have some students who are going to sing, lead in worship in some praise songs. We're going to be able to celebrate them very specifically and not just file them across the platform.
That's one thing that I got the biggest kick out of, because the kids would see pictures that they probably, some of them hadn't seen in a while.
Right.
And they got the biggest chuckle. Their friends were laughing with them, and they were kind of like, oh, gosh, golly, I must have been a freshman. Oh, my. Right. And the families got tickled, too. So it was really a joyous occasion and really got a kick out of it. So, and I'm looking forward to it again this year. So
absolutely. Well, you know, this being my first year here at Westland Christian School, I've heard about the graduation, and I'm just very excited about this being my first opportunity with this group. Fantastic group of seniors that we have, and I know that as they move out into the world, going to different colleges and different places all over, that they are going to be a blessing to other communities. And they're going to be productive members of society. And that is really what we're excited about.
One thing you said about challenging students, I get the feeling that they're challenged on a variety of different levels every day in a good way.
Absolutely.
Taught to think critically, which is something that is a lost art these days.
It's absolutely a lost art. And we will tell you that education by its very nature is frustrating. It has to be frustrating, or else we're not learning.
Mm-hmm.
We must push to that next level. And so we do want to not only teach them to critically think, but to think about why and what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. What does logic dictate in different situations? We want them to be critical thinkers. And we also want them to be very well grounded in their faith, not just I'm a Christian, but why are you a Christian? Mm-hmm. What is that based upon? When you go to college and someone challenges that, what will you have to say about that? Where is that foundation? And we want them to have worked through that before they leave our doors.
Wow, great. Todd Landers with Wesleyan Christian School, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, and absolutely love when we get to come and visit, and I love it because I love Wesleyan Christian School, and I love just the working with students, and I'm thrilled to talk about it anytime you'd like.
And enrollment is going on now through when?
Absolutely. Now until we fill up classes.
All right. Well,
so,
very good.
So we encourage you to get in
Don't
as soon as
out.
Possible. just go online at WesleyanChristianSchool.com and fill out the application or give us a call, and we'll set you up a tour.
Thank you very much for being with us today right here on K1, the one you trust.